Hello and welcome to the Holly Penny Show. I'm your host, Holly Penny. On this podcast, we talk about all things self-love, goal setting, and abundance related, sharing the pretty, the not so pretty, and everything in between. Let's dive into today's episode. January 1st, 2024, the first day of a brand new year, a fresh start. New Year's resolutions are set. A time for reflection or realignment on our goals is happening. I was chatting with a friend the other day, and we were talking about the energy this time of year has. For her and I, we agreed there's a certain energy, something that lights us up and helps us get organized and so excited for the year ahead. For the last 4 years or so, instead of creating New Year's resolutions, I have set a word of the year. And then throughout the year, each time I feel off track or out of alignment, I focus on my word. So this helps me to get back on track and focus on what's actually important to me. For 2024, my word of the year is, drumroll please, confidence. And that is exactly where I'm going to place my energy this year. I am focused and fired up for achieving my goal of self-confidence. About a week ago, I completed a future self-guided journaling activity, and I want to share it with you today. So if you're interested in downloading it for yourself, head over to hollypenny.ca/myfutureself to download the journaling prompts. So during my 40 minutes journaling session, I uncovered the exact steps I need to do to complete my goal of confidence. I'm going to share a couple of the action steps that unlocked for me during that session. So find new, different exercise classes to try. And I've actually already taken action on this step. I've registered myself for a pole dancing class. I've always wanted to try pole dancing. I've never done it at all. So I am excited to see where this journey takes me. And the next thing that unlocked, so saying no when things don't align with my values and goals. So as a recovering people pleaser, this one is super challenging for me. And I know deep down that the only way to complete my goals is by saying no to those things that are out of alignment with my goals. And the third thing I'm going to share with you today is engage in more public speaking opportunities. So I see myself in the future as being this place of influence, this place of knowledge. And I know in order to share my message, I need to get in front of the eyes of more people. So I am going to actively focus on creating more public speaking opportunities for myself. So my question for you is, do you choose a word of the year or do you set a New Year's resolution? Or are you at a place where you want to set goals, but you're not exactly sure how or where to begin? So today I have two different resources for you. The first, download my custom future self journaling prompts. Again, the link is hollypenny.ca/myfutureself. In this download, I share with you exactly how to create these journal prompts. And there's a custom list of about 10 journaling prompts. So when you're completing these journal prompts, give yourself some time. Don't rush through it. I mention in here that I want you to set a timer for at least 30 minutes and don't stop writing until that timer goes off. I know this could be challenging, and that's the goal, right? We want to push ourselves. We want to strive for more. We want to create that future life that we all want. So hollypenny.ca/myfutureself, and you can download those journaling prompts for yourself. And number two, so are you in the Edmonton area? I am hosting my third annual, yes, third year in a row, goal setting and vision board event. So on January 27th, join us for a full day of all things goals. We start the day with a future self meditation and then dive into a guided goal setting session. As I've done this event annually now, I notice that some people really just don't know what their goals are. So to dive right into creating a vision board isn't actually helpful. So we really help you pull out those goals first. That's the first thing we do in the morning. And then after we are fully nourished with a delicious plant-based lunch catered by KB & Co., my favorite lunch spot, we focus on creating a visual representation of your goals. You can head over to my events page at hollypenny.ca. And because you're in my inner circle, use the code VIP to receive 10% off. I want to end this podcast with a question for you today. It's the beginning of a new year. What are you going to do? And how are you going to set yourself up for a successful 2024? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Holly Penny Show. If you have taken anything away from today's episode, I would forever be grateful for your support. And there are two ways you can do that. First, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media. Don't forget to tag me because I always respond. And number two, give this podcast a 5-star rating on your favorite streaming platform. Until next time, dream big, keep going, and remember, you are worthy of all the abundance life brings you.